12th March 2026 was a day that brought together a unique combination of external shock, technological change, scientific infrastructure, and historical memory, shaping the geoeconomic implications of the West Asia conflict, the labor market impact of AI, the proposed high-energy proton accelerator at Visakhapatnam, and the anniversary significance of the Dandi March. This convergence of factors is crucial for India, as it affects multiple parts of the economy at once. What makes this significant is that the West Asia conflict has a direct geoeconomic risk for India, given the country's heavy reliance on crude oil imports and its sensitivity to global price spikes. The US-Israel-Iran conflict environment matters to India because West Asia affects multiple parts of the Indian economy, including crude oil prices, shipping costs, insurance premiums, fertilizer supply, diaspora welfare, and broader investor sentiment. The key vulnerability is maritime disruption around the Strait of Hormuz, one of the most important energy choke points in the world. India is especially exposed because it imports a large share of its crude oil and remains sensitive to global price spikes. This means geopolitical instability in West Asia quickly becomes a macroeconomic issue, affecting inflation, current account pressure, and fiscal calculations. For UPSC, the topic is a strong example of how international relations and economics cannot be separated. Now let us turn to the historical context of technological change, specifically the impact of AI on the labor market. The discussion on AI and the labor market is often framed too narrowly as a story of job loss. But why does this matter? The more accurate picture is that AI causes task-level disruption. Some roles become partially automated, some become more productive through augmentation, and entirely new functions emerge in data, oversight, model adaptation, and digital operations. For India, the issue is especially important because the economy combines a large services sector, a young workforce, major informal employment, and a growing digital platform ecosystem. The policy challenge is therefore not only reskilling, but also redesigning education, vocational systems, and labor market transitions for a world where work changes faster than curriculum. Moving on to what this means for India's scientific infrastructure, the proposal for a high-energy proton accelerator facility in Visakhapatnam is important because accelerator infrastructure supports cutting-edge work in materials science, nuclear research, medical applications, beam physics, and advanced instrumentation. Such facilities act as scientific platforms on which many disciplines depend. For India, large scientific infrastructure is also about technological depth and institutional capability. Building high-end research capacity requires sustained funding, specialized engineering, trained personnel, and long planning horizons. In UPSC terms, the topic fits the broader theme that scientific self-reliance depends on research infrastructure as much as on policy announcements. Now, let us look at the historical significance of the Dandi March, which began on 12th March 1930, from Sabarmati Ashram under the leadership of Mahatma Gandhi. It was not just a protest against salt tax, but a masterclass in political communication, moral authority, and strategic mobilization. By choosing salt, Gandhi linked a universal everyday need with colonial injustice. The march eventually triggered the wider civil disobedience movement, expanded mass participation, and demonstrated how a disciplined non-violent campaign could challenge imperial legitimacy. That is why Dandi remains central to modern Indian history and to UPSC answers on nationalism. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. India is highly sensitive to West Asian oil and shipping disruptions. The Strait of Hormuz is a major global energy choke point. Conflict affects oil prices, freight, insurance, fertilizers, and diaspora safety. AI changes tasks, not only job counts. Outcomes include automation, augmentation, and new kinds of work. Policy responses need skilling, curriculum redesign, and transition support. Proton accelerators are important for physics, materials research, medicine, and instrumentation. Large research facilities build long-term national scientific capacity. The Dandi March began on 12th March 1930, started from Sabarmati Ashram, and was led by Mahatma Gandhi, triggering the wider civil disobedience movement. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember the Strait of Hormuz, AI and labor market disruption, Proton Accelerator Facility, Dandi March, 12th March 1930, Sabarmati, and Salt Satyagraha. For mains, this topic is relevant to GS1, Freedom Struggle and Mass Mobilization, GS2, Diaspora and Geopolitical Vulnerability, and GS3, Energy Security, Inflation, AI and Jobs, Scientific Infrastructure. In conclusion, the events of 12th March 2026 serve as a reminder of the complex interplay between geoeconomics, technological change, scientific infrastructure, and historical memory, and their significance for India's economic, social, and political landscape. The country's strategic position in the global economy, its vulnerability to external shocks, and its need for scientific self-reliance and institutional capability are all crucial factors that will shape its future.